Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Recently, Kentucky Farm Bureau Executive Vice President David Beck announced he is retiring after 41 years. Beck also announced that he'll become the president and CEO of the Kentucky Fair Board July 1st.
I was out of the country, and I started getting contacts from those involved in the process asking me if I would entertain a conversation. And then when I got back in the country in a few weeks, I sat down and met with their board and their search committee, and they had a lot of questions for me, and I had questions for them.
Beck says he's looking forward to bringing his experience with Farm Bureau to oversee the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center and the International Convention Center.
The International Convention Center, which will be opening a new facility the first week of August, and then also the Kentucky Fairgrounds, the Exposition Center, over 600 acres there with a lot of needs. I look forward to working in those areas to help, again, bridge the rural and urban relationships and understanding and support for each other, to be the showcase for Kentucky agriculture.
He says he wants to help develop a plan that will carry both properties into the future.
Help to work and develop a strategic plan, working with the board of Kentucky venues to be able to plan the future and recruit business that will grow jobs in the economy, probably close to 300 employees. 600 acres of property there, what we consider the fairgrounds and ideal property downtown. There's a lot of people involved with maintaining and servicing that property.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Beck says it is certainly not his first involvement with the facilities.
Agriculture is important to me. As a young man growing up and being able to compete at the Kentucky State Fair, that's been a part of my life. My family has grown up being involved in that. I've been attending farm machinery shows and tractor pulls since go back in high school days. And for the last 41 years, being a part of Kentucky Farm Bureau, it's afforded me again the opportunity to be
involved. He notes one of his main goals is to ensure the facilities remain something Kentuckians can be proud of.
Anything I can bring to the table that will cause Kentuckians to take pride in those properties where they can serve the community in this state, in this region of the country, I look forward to that. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.